I want to start out by reading excerpts from what I thought was a very interesting eyewitness account by J. Michael Waller. He is a senior analyst for a strategy at the Center of Security Policy. His areas of concentration include political and psychological warfare and subversion. He's a former professor and instructor at the Institute of World Politics at the Naval Postgraduate School. He's a current lecturer at the John F. Kennedy School Special Warfare Center at Fort Bragg. He wrote this piece titled, I Saw Provocateurs at the Capitol Riot on January 6th. And he basically arrived on scene by 11:30 from Union Station. And I'll just start reading. At about 11:30, I walked from near Union Station and noticed a small number of Capitol Police dressed in full riot gear with shin guards and shoulder guards. Then I walked up Pennsylvania Avenue toward an empty Freedom Park. He noticed that the speech had broken up, and so a crowd was walking down Constitution Avenue. He joined them at 13th Street. But he said the mood of the crowd was positive and festive. Of the thousands of people I passed or who passed me along Constitution Avenue, some were indignant and contemptuous of Congress, but not one appeared angry or incited to riot. Many of the marchers were families with small children. Many were elderly, overweight, or just plain tired or frail, traits not typically attributed to the riot prone. Many wore pro-police shirts or carried pro-police black and blue flags. Although the crowd represented a broad cross-section of Americans, mostly working class by their appearance and manner of speech, some people stood out. A very few didn't share the jovial, friendly, earnest demeanor of the great majority. Some obviously didn't fit in, and he describes four different types of people: plainclothes militants, agents provocateurs, fake Trump protesters, and then disciplined, uniformed column of attackers. I think these are the people that probably planned this. He goes on, the DC Metropolitan Police were their usual professionally detached selves, standing on curbs or at street crossings and exchanging an occasional greeting for marchers. When we crossed First Street Northwest to enter the Capitol grounds where the Capitol Police had jurisdiction, I noticed no police at all. Several marchers expressed surprise. The openness seemed like a courtesy gesture from Congress, which controls security. That appearance of low threat level made no sense. Yet no Capitol Police appeared anywhere from what we could see. Now again, I'm taking these excerpts in order, but there's a lot more to this piece. What looked like tens or even hundreds of thousands of people surged down the avenues as far as one can see, but almost everyone seemed talkative and happy. No police could be seen on the platform for now. No police could be seen anywhere. People kept surging in from Constitutional Avenue, and the plaza quickly filled up and overflowed onto the lawn. Everyone squeezed closer and closer together, with most in high spirits. Some trouble began up in the front, near the base of the inaugural platform itself, but we could not see what was happening. Then something happened at the front of the crowd. It seemed like a scuffle, but from 40 feet back, I couldn't see. People started chanting USA, USA, and other slogans. For a few seconds, I saw what looked like police in a tussle with some of the marchers up front, what appeared to be an organized group in civilian clothes. This organized group are the cell I would call the plainclothes militants. They fit right in with MAGA people. Suddenly, energy surged from the front of the crowd as the anti-riot police, above on the inaugural platform, visibly tensed up. One fired a tear gas canister, not at the plainclothes militants in the front line, but into the crowd itself. Then another. Flash grenades went off in the middle of the crowd. The tear gas changed the crowd's demeanor. There was an air of disbelief as people realized that the police whom they supported were firing on them. What are you doing? We support you, someone yelled. All of a sudden, pro-police people felt the police were attacking them, and they didn't know why. More tear gas. A canister struck a girl in the face, drawing blood. The pro-police crowd went from disbelief and confusion to anger. I'll stop there. The last five pages is titled, Provocateurs Turn Unsuspecting Marchers into an Invading Mob.